This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, Tom. And good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNradio.com. And I want to welcome those that are joining us on Facebook Live. You can go to Dale Gentry Facebook page if you want to join us live. Or you can, if you're on Facebook Live, you can get the audio from BPNradio.com. And it's good to have you listening, broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas, calling America to pray around the clock, around the globe. And so excited about what the Holy Spirit is doing. Remember the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on BPNradio.com may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast or any of our programs, but we're delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn and support and edited by Aliona Pertuca, supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. Tomorrow, I want to remind you on BPNradio.com, we know that gambling is now at the forefront, especially sports gambling. And tomorrow, on my Wednesday watch, BPNradio.com, a longtime friend of mine, Tommy Thomas, is going to be on, a former famous gambler, and he's at the forefront of this gambling addiction, millions and millions of people addicted to gambling. It's going to be great tomorrow. Tommy's appeared on the 700 Club, Daystar Television, many other programs, and you don't want to miss it. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. on BPNradio.com. It's good to have Allison Keeber on with Ruth and I today. And, of course, Allison hosts Prophetic Thursday at noon Central Time on BPNradio.com. And we're going to begin here in just a moment. We do need to pray for the violence that's going on in the Middle East as a result of the dedication of the new United States Embassy in Jerusalem. We broadcast that live on BPN Radio yesterday and last night. It was an awesome time. Violence has erupted as suspected, and we need to pray concerning peace in the Middle East. We need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We also need to pray for First Lady Melania Trump, who is in the hospital after procedure yesterday. Pray for her healing. And we're going to pray right now for however the Holy Spirit leads us. So, Ruth, why don't you come in and pray over the program today, and that the Holy Spirit will anoint Allison and I. Also pray for Melania Trump and those that are watching or listening here on Prophetic Tuesday. It's going to be a great day.
Yes, thank you for joining us on BPNradio.com. And just join me today as we just dedicate this program to you. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity for Pastor Dale and for Allison and to give these prophetic words in just a few moments. And whether the name is attached to the word or not, I just pray that everyone that is listening will receive something special during this program. And as this program is replayed today, I just also pray for the healing of Melania and not just her healing, physical healing, but for the entire Trump family, the extended family, because I know that they are lifting up President Trump and Mrs. Trump's hands in such a amazing opportunity that he has to lead this, a great opportunity he has to lead. It's not an accident that he's here. So I just lift up he, his beautiful wife, his beautiful family, hedge of protection around them, again, wisdom for him, and just continue the heart of Christ throughout that family and the witness that they are, the testimony that they will be for years and years and years to come as he is changing that office and changing the world through his leadership, listening to you, Holy Spirit. And again, I just pray the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit over Allison, the anointing and the power of Holy Spirit over Prophet Dale, and just everyone listening today is going to have something that's going to stir up so strong in your spirit. Just put your hands out there to receive right now. Just set yourself in agreement that you will be receiving today just exactly what the Holy Spirit needs to whisper in your ear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Ruth Gentry, my beautiful daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry. And, wow, it's so good to go. So good to be here today. Just feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Allison is going to join me, one of my spiritual daughters and host of Prophetic Thursday. It's just going to be a great day today, Allison.
Yeah, of course it is. Loved it when we get to do this together.
I know. No, we don't get to do it that often, but it is it is a tremendous joy and pleasure and privilege. And before we start, you might want to just give some instructions about those that receive a word today.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, like Ruth prayed, I mean, one of the things that I do know is that, and I've just heard so many testimony after testimony of people who have been able to receive a word, even if their name was not attached to it. And so, I always just pray for that God would just open up our spiritual ears so that we may hear His voice, our spiritual eyes so that we may see the visions and the dreams that He has for us, and that we can open up our hearts so that we can receive His word, and that we don't get hung up on a name or a state or a town, but that if our spirit is stirred, that we know that we can receive that word. And of course, it's so important that when we receive a word, that we write that word down. And so whenever I'm in my prayer time, or even when we've been at prophetic sessions, I either have a notebook ready or I even have my voice recorder ready, but I've got some way to write that down so I can write that down so I can start rehearsing that, because I know that, again, it's just simply a word from the Lord, right? It's not a chapter. It's not a book. It's simply a word from the Lord. And so some of you will receive a lengthy word. Some of you may receive one single word. And that word may be the word that you were supposed to receive. It may be the paragraph, but again, we know it's not a chapter or a book. It simply is just a word. And I know what God wants is He wants you to receive that word, and then He wants you to come to Him, right? In faith, in expectation, and come to Him so that He may magnify and reveal that word more to you as you walk and you grow with Him. Of course, He does that through His Holy Spirit. So I just want to encourage you today to walk in here with those open ears, those open eyes, that open heart, and with a spirit of expectation. Expectation that today you will receive what you have come for. I have a great feeling that the Lord has already been saying some things to you, and there's many of you who are just looking simply for confirmation, right? Confirmation from the Lord. But just know that it can be a now word. It can be a future word. It can be a confirming word, and then it can be a brand new word, right? So some of us are like, oh, my spirit is stirring, but mm-hmm. I've never heard that before,
right?
And that's always fun, right? Because that's your brand new word, and you want to write it down, you want to rehearse it, you want to take it to the Lord, and you want to just watch as He reveals that to you. And remember, it's a process. I mean, one of the greatest things I feel like I've learned from Papa Dale is just really understanding more in depth of, you know, having the seed and the harvest, but the time in between, the meantime that comes in between the seed, God's word, and the harvest of that word, right? What we do in the meantime, walking out in action, but also in faith. And so, if it's okay, I just want to pray over everybody really quick.
Absolutely.
I know Ruth did such a great prayer, but, Holy Spirit, I just thank you, for this opportunity, for this space, and for this time right now today, that we can come as your vessels, God. God, we just ask that you speak through us, that you use us today in an extraordinary way, God, to be able to Speak to the hearts of those who are listening with expectation, God, to be able to move those into action based on your words, God. God, that that there's a level of faith that's increased today because of what you're about to do here today, God. God, we trust you. We open this all up to you, God, and we thank you. We thank you for blessing those who continue to be loyal listeners, who faithfully come with expectation. There's so many who come each and every week who's still yet to really receive their word, God. And I just pray for those people that in that meantime, that you are doing something, that you're not absent. You're never absent, God. You're always present. Such an omnipresence about you, God. We love you, Jesus. We honor you. We honor you and we magnify you and we glorify you, God. God, have your way today. Have your way. Thank you, God, for placing a hedge of protection over the airwaves, over Facebook, and over those who are listening and will listen to this broadcast later on in the day or the week. We love you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you, Allison. We'll just work here together. I'll work the controls at the same time. Yeah, it's great. That's great. That's some wonderful instructions. And I'm really excited. The prophetic means to foretell. Something's going to happen in the future, as Allison declared. But also it could include words of knowledge, something God is doing in your life, something is happening, something has been happening. So it's all a part of the revelation. And the first lady that I want to pray over today, and we've got some names on my screen, and then Allison has some names on her sheets of paper, but we're going to pray for Patricia P. in Seattle, Washington, and her word refers to prison ministry. And I had the privilege, a wonderful privilege. I was invited last Thursday morning to go to a prison near Houston, and I ministered to about 50 men. Most of them had been on death row. The last man that I, I prayed for, I said, "How long have you been here?" He said, "I've been in this prison for 39 years. You can imagine what it would be like not to go home for 39 years. That's a lifetime for some people. So, I ministered, about his ministry in that prison, and I talked about his poetic gifting and how he ministers to people with his poetry. Little did I realize that man, all of the inmates around him knew that that's what he does. He writes poetry and encourages his fellow inmates. I prophesied over another man. I said, "You know, you're a businessman. You have the gift of an attorney, and God is going to restore you." I did not know that he was an attorney from Houston, a well-known attorney that had been sent there because he'd embezzled millions of dollars. He was so broken, but I was able to minister to him because of the word of knowledge. So we're going to pray for... excuse me, I put a cough drop in my mouth, Allison. We're going to pray for Patricia from Seattle, Washington. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he has placed law and order in your life, Patricia, bringing those who have not only violated God's laws, but man's laws as well. bringing them into a place of submission to his will, plan, and purpose in their lives. I see you being promoted in the prison system of your state and eventually a transfer to another state because of your influence and your willingness to reach out to those who are incarcerated in a very unusual manner, bringing major changes to the penal system of America. So I bless you, Patricia. I'll let you pray, Allison.
Father God, I just thank you for sweet Patricia. God, I just... I have this feeling, God, that Patricia has this sweet inner spirit, but she's very strong. and very bold. People find comfort when they're talking to you, Patricia. They find comfort in the fact that you have a great strength about you, but you also have a very non-judgmental way about you. I feel like you really have a spirit in you. Thank you, Jesus. A spirit in you that people feel softened, and they feel like they can open up another level with you. And thank you, Jesus. He's just saying right now that it's just he's made you like this for the people that you will encounter are broken, and they're hardened, and they have a lot of untrust. But when they sit in front of you, they feel safe. And many of them have not felt safe to actually speak to someone in years, and they feel safe. And I see you sitting across a table from these people who have been incarcerated, and you're there. You're sitting there with your journal, like a big padfolio. There you go, a big padfolio with the legal paper in it, and you're just simply taking notes of they're pouring out to you. They're pouring out to you, and their stories are being revealed. And again, that non-judgmental side of you, and that empathetic side of you, yet again, not so empathetic that you bend. If that's clear, that makes sense. Again, there's that strong where there's no bending to you, but there is an empathetic, and you have that listening ear. And Patricia, I just want to bless you. I want to bless the promotion that God has for you. And I just hear him say it's already awaiting you. It's about you walking out and continue action. It's about, I really feel like the vision that God has given to me is a vision of what you actually do. Again, because I see it so clearly. I see like gray walls around you, and it's just a big like 4x6 table. It's brown. I can even see that. And I bless you, Patricia, in Jesus' name.
It's a very good word, Patricia. We pray for those of you that may have a loved one incarcerated. Mm-hmm. 2.5 million people in America incarcerated, and. You know, I just, my heart goes out to those in prison. I ministered over a 24-year-old young man. He's been in there for 7 years. He got sent there when he was 17 because he was driving intoxicated, had a wreck, and killed three of his friends. This young man's been there since he was 17 years old. So We just pray for those in prison and those of you that may have loved ones who are in prison. Well, we have words today for... let's see. Dana M. from Bristol, Connecticut. Hear the Holy Spirit saying you're in a B&B season. That's a season of bountiful blessings. A season you dreamed about since you were a child. Extraordinary favor coming your way as a result of you making right choices in life and putting him first. Learning to have a true friendship with your Maker. Wisdom above your years that will promote you to new places of influence in future days. Your prayers have attracted the Holy Spirit with extraordinary blessings extraordinary blessings in ordinary places. So I have just written down some names. I get your names, and I just ask the Holy Spirit to give me some things about you, and I write them down. Lou and Lori, I can say Pastors Lou and Lori Wooten, they're in Salem, Oregon. I just bless the two of y'all. I've known you for a long time. Hadn't seen you in a long time, but I bless the two of y'all. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, because you have been willing to dig this place out of the ground that you're at, you could have turned aside for something, for a parcel of land that had already been farmed, already been planted, already been harvested. You could have just gone in there and reaped the harvest. Instead, you have gone in, dug out the land, and sown the seed. You have been working the land. You've been faithful to do that. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that it's been slow coming. But you're about to make tremendous advancement. And what used to take 6 years will start taking 6 days. Mm. What used to take start taking 6 weeks. We used to take 6 weeks. We'll start taking 6 days. Mm-hmm. And it's happening quickly. So the buzzword is quickly. And I've got Connie Woods' name down. I don't know where she's from, but I will. I'll let you pray over these people if you have a word for them, Allison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to go back to Dana M. in Bristol, Connecticut. Dana, as Pastor Deal was praying for you, I actually got two words when he said B&B. Immediately, my spirit was stirred that there's a place of rest and relaxation that has been placed on your heart to provide for others. And so when he said B&B, it was a confirmation for me that not bountiful blessings of course this is part of it, but I heard the bed and breakfast. I heard B&B, bed and breakfast, and that was confirmation for the other thing that was stirring in my spirit, a place of rest and relaxation, that it's not a place where you find rest. You love serving people. You've got a very servant heart, there's just nothing that brings you more joy than serving others and seeing them respond with smiles and gratitude, and you love seeing them just rest in your presence and be able to just go to another space. And I heard the Lord saying that, just pray more into that of you opening a B&B and providing a place where. Many people, I see this, it's a quaint little B&B, and a place where people come and have rest and relaxation. But they're going to walk into this place, Dana, and they're going to say, it feels different here. And they're going to feel His Spirit all around them. I see them walking, through, beautiful gardens around, the B&B and sitting on benches, literally like birds and butterflies, just very picturesque, all of this. And I just hear God saying He's going to provide it for you to be able to provide for others. And I bless you, Dana, in Jesus' name. I bless that word for you. That's a beautiful word combined with the word that God gave Papa Dale. Just bless you in Jesus' name. And Lou and Lori, I got a vision of when Papa Dale was praying over your names. I had a vision of a farmer out in tilling the soil, right behind the oxen, and hand tilling the soil, and the sun beating down and I just got that vision because God said that it's a no quit attitude. It's a no quit attitude that y'all have, and it's that same attitude that a farmer, years ago before innovation, that he had to go out there and he had to till the fields, and it was in such faith of what else was also going to be provided by God as far as the nutrients in the ground, the sun and the light and the rain, and just have such faith, but with such obedience. And with, again, that no quit, I keep hearing that no quit, like that's a word for you in itself, just the no quit attitude of thank you, Jesus. And I hear Him saying so very clearly, Lou and Lori, do it again. Do it again, just as that farmer each season goes out and preps that land. I just hear Him say, no quit and do it again. And I bless you. I bless your ministry. I bless all of those who are able to have you pour out on them, who are able to come and receive from you, who are able. I bless the helpers that are on their way to come and help you do it again. and I thank you, Jesus, for this word. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. And then I was telling Pastor Dale, because I'm not on Facebook anymore, I didn't get a chance to hop on and see the names that were left. And so I just started praying over the prophetic today and trusting Holy Spirit that He would give me some words. And so I don't have a lot of people's names attached to the words that I was given today. And so I don't know if the words that Holy Spirit gave me are for the many, which, by the way, I think a lot of times they are. Again, like we said, just because someone's name's attached to it doesn't mean that it's not a word for you too. And or if it's just, you know, for someone who has been very specifically praying for this word today. And so, again, just with faithful and faith and obedience of writing this down. And so the first word that I had that really came into my spirit this morning was the word reconciliation. And I just heard the Holy Spirit saying there's someone here who the past that you've lived, we all have a past, but your past, you've been trying to ignore it. You've tried to ignore it, and he says ignoring it isn't going to fix it. And it's like I got this picture of someone looking back on their childhood and literally being able to like pull photo albums from their childhood, and yet there's pieces that were missing, and kind of going and realizing, wait, the pieces that were missing are those were the hard times, right? Those are the things that they're missing. No one wanted to document it. Those were the hard times. But here you are later on in life, and you've been trying to ignore it. You've been trying to ignore this past. And he says, it's time for you to forgive, and it's time for you to reconcile the past. He says, the only way to move on through this struggle and the things that keep coming up from your past is not by ignoring them, but through reconciliation. And I heard his promise through Joshua 1:9, right? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, right? And for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And remembering that he was there with you in your past, he knows all of that. And so as you're diving into this reconciliation, again, because remember, it's all about moving forward. There's the forgiveness, but there's the reconciling it. And that word is so powerful in my spirit this morning. And he says, you're going to have to be very careful not to hang out in the pain of the past, that the enemy would love to keep you there, like going back in the past and then saying, okay, let's just hang out here. Let's hang out in this pain and just hang out here. And now let's carry this on forward. And he'd love to have you say, well, I was better off ignoring it. And God's saying, no, don't hang out there. Your past is a springboard, not a comfortable sofa. Right? Your past is a springboard forwarding you, pushing you forward. Once you find that reconciliation, he says, focus on all of the good in your life, despite the bad in your past, however much there is, focus on the good, because there is more good than there is bad. And for who you have become in the process of what your past has done, you're going to go back, you're going to reconcile that, and you're going to be able to move forward, because your focus now will be on the good. And it's not as if the past didn't exist. It's having that forgiveness and moving forward and reconciliation. So whoever that word was for, I just want to bless you right now. I want to bless the journey that you're going to embark on in diving back into the past, especially since it's been something that you've just simply tried to ignore and pretend that it never happened, because it was so long ago. And I thank you, Jesus. I just hear you kind of saying, like, I'm good. Like, it's fine. And I just hear God saying, look, it's not fine, because ignoring it will never make it fine. But it's going back and looking back and focusing on the good and all the times that God was there with you. Yes. And focusing on that and reconciling with that and using that as a springboard to move forward. And I bless you in Jesus' name.
Oh, that's a great word, Allison. I'm sure that some people are recipients of that word. And so, yes, amen and amen. I have a word for Lorena C. from Dinuba, California. Gene, I've ministered many times in the Dinuba, California area. I have a lot of people that listen on bpnradio.com. Facebook Live. Lorena, I see you have a major ministry to those who have been taken advantage of, living lives below the poverty level, both financially, spiritually, emotionally. because of ongoing issues that were not their fault, yet blaming themselves, going through life filled with guilt and condemnation, attempting or considering suicide while continually hurting or degrading themselves because of physical and sexual abuse they've suffered over the years. I see you getting involved in the human trafficking situation as well. Mm-hmm. Lorena, you have much to give. The door is wide open, mm-hmm. so don't hesitate. Why don't you pray for mm-hmm. Lorena?
Lorena, I just bless you. I bless the ministry that God has set before you. I bless the fact that He's using your past and the things that you've reconciled from your past so that you may help others, that He's shown you that you don't have to be embarrassed or confused by your past any longer, that you can use your testimony to help those who are also hurting. And Lorena, I just hear Holy Spirit saying that you're a great comforter to those who are facing these trials and these specific tribulations. And I just hear Him saying that you're someone who your constant positivity can be almost sickening to some people, right? Those who are constantly negative, but you have an era of positivity. You're never a glass half empty. You're always it's half full. There's always a positivity about you. There's always something good that can come from something good or something bad. That something great can always come from that in Jesus' name. And you have held on to that. You've held on to that promise. And I just hear Him really talking strongly right now, saying that mindset. You have a gifting of helping people shift their mindset, of having them refocus. Refocus, and that I hear Him saying that you understand that that's what a lot of this is based on. A lot of this is based on them believing for years and years and years in these strongholds that they've allowed to come in them, these lies that they've believed for years. But you have a way to get in there and help deliver that and deliver them into the truth that it's not their fault that they can. They can be everything that was spoken against them that they can be. And you have a very supernatural, there's just that gifting upon you. People feel it even when you touch them, Lorena, that they feel the presence of the Lord when they come around you, when you sit with them, when you touch them. They feel His presence with you. And I just bless you in Jesus' name. And I bless, thank you, Jesus. I just hear Him saying, one of the other things that you need to remember is that it's not your job to save everyone. That there are people who are not assigned to you. There are people who are assigned to you and people not assigned to you, and you must stand strong in that because it's with Him that you will do this work. It's not on your own strength that you will be able to do this. It is with Him, and it is helping the people that He tells you to help very specifically, and just keeping your ear to that. Otherwise, it will very easily try to defeat you and have you say why can't that one, why not that one, and God will just, again, He's going to rein your focus in on the ones that He has assigned to you. And I bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. That's a very good word for you, Lorena. We bless you and pray for you in Jesus' name. And of course, you know, we've said many, many times that sometimes when you get a word, your name may not be attached to that word, but you may say, hey, that's a word for me. Also, Ruth is going to come. Ruth Gentry is our BPNradio.com station manager. She's going to give a station break and talk to you just a little bit about our new podcast. It's amazing, and we want to give a shout out to our Evelyn Gastelum. Today's it's her birthday.
Aww.
And everybody, well, some people know who Evelyn is.
Well, happy birthday, Evelyn! How sweet, Evelyn. She posts our prayers daily in Spanish and has done that for years. And also Linda Meeks does that. And so, but happy birthday, Evelyn! That is awesome. just pray birthday blessings over you and special anointing. She's in Long Beach, California, special anointing over your family. And thank you. Thank you for serving BPN Radio for so many years. So, yeah, if you are just now joining us, obviously it is Tuesday, Prophetic Tuesday. It's probably one of the highlights of so many's week. One of our faithful viewers and listeners, they're actually on vacation, and they are listening at the lake on vacation. How cool is that? Yeah. So even on vacation, you can take us with you. I mean, that is pretty amazing. But yes, so bpnradio.com. Sometimes we're on Facebook Live, which is fun. But every day, all day, 24/7, you can catch some amazing different opportunities to listen, to be ministered to even just join us in prayer on bpnradio.com. Again, I encourage you, if you are not starting your day in prayer, join us at 5, at 6, at 7, and at 9. Those are all Central Standard Times. We have that repeated so that we catch everybody from Eastern to Central, to Western, you know, and so we do repeat that every day for that reason, because we want to catch everybody, because we know how important the power of prayer is. And it's an amazing hour. You're praying with obviously your host, Del Gentry, some powerful music. It is a really good way to start your day. So I encourage you to do that. And then throughout the week, we have all kinds of special programming. If you miss one of these programs for any reason, and it is crazy that that happens, but you can then go to bpnradio.com and go to the podcast. And so we are getting those podcasts on. We have some that are called Classic Interviews, and that's obviously where Dale has hosted some just amazing, powerful messages just from everything you can imagine. Grief. I really have felt that, particularly as we just celebrated Mother's Day. I was blessed to have a wonderful mother. I am blessed to have an amazing, beyond amazing mother-in-law. But there are so many people that are not. And so I just had a real burden on Sunday, on Mother's Day. And so, or maybe you felt like you failed as a mother. Well, guess what? Today's the first day to change all that. So anyway, there's really great messages on there. I think it'll be uplifting. It'll be really helpful, beneficial. So you can go to our podcast. You can see that. You can listen to those anytime, bpnradio.com. And I do want to give a shout out. One of your spiritual daughters, Cindy Mooring, is joining us today, another prophetic voice that helps with BPN Radio. We have an amazing team. We have amazing staff. And thank you for everybody. And again, happy birthday, Evelyn.
Okay, thank you. Yes, we say happy birthday to Evelyn. All of you that are watching, and we have, you know, Gene and I don't go out very often, but this week we have a couple of special events. Sunday morning, after Breakout Radio Church at 10 o'clock, we're going to be with Generation Jesus as they dedicate their new church building that I prophesied they would have years ago. Easy and Lena Jones, that's Sugar Land, Texas, suburb of Houston, on Sunday morning. And then on Sunday night, we're going to be with Todd and Cindy Mooring and Callie Hargraves in Baytown, Texas, Celebration of Life, with the Mooring family there, Callie Hargraves, the whole fam. And it's going to be a special event. If you're anywhere in the Houston area, you can come out and be with us on Sunday night. It'll be a great prophetic time. And we're excited about what God is going to do in Houston and Baytown this Sunday. Wow. And don't forget that all of these prophetic sessions, Allison and myself, Prophetic Tuesday, Prophetic Thursday, are now on podcast all the way back for 15 months.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's cool.
All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, click on podcast, and all of our prophetic sessions are on podcast. So I know there's people that say, well, I haven't heard my word yet. Or, well, maybe you missed the program.
Yeah.
Because we have given hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of words. So just go to bpnradio.com and click on podcast, and all the prophetic sessions will be on there, and including Prophetic Thursday. So we encourage everybody to join you on Prophetic Thursday.
Yeah.
Every week on bpnradio.com, and sometimes, most of the time, on Facebook. Depends on the schedule.
Yeah. And I hear from quite a few people that they'll say, did I get a word? And I'll have to look back and I'll say, yeah, you did. I think it was on, you know, one or two broadcasts ago. I'm not sure. And also, too, I don't know about you, but I don't very often remember what Holy Spirit said for someone in particular.
No,
and maybe if it was a word that spoke to me, I might remember it, but so I'll just kind of say that too. Your best bet is to always go back to those podcasts and re-listen. And I've heard some great testimonies of people who have gone back for through five or six to be able to hear the one that was specifically said for them, but got so much in between of being able to listen to those. And I'm sure that's why we have people who just listen so regularly, because they just get so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we now have 15 months of all of our programming.
That's cool.
The last 15 months. And you just go back and listen. You can probably find your word, but you'll listen to other people's words and you'll say, oh, that is for me. Well, we're making progress. We've got a lot of people that we're going to give a shout out to. Wow.
I kind of feel like I want to be like, Mom, I got a podcast now. I made it. No.
Yeah.
That's
why don't,
cool.
Why don't we give a shout out to a few of those people, and we might just have a word for them.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
We're back today, huh?
Oh, my goodness. We have, we bless you, Donna S. from Springtown, Texas, and Abby N. from Oklahoma City, and Cynthia M. from Port Arthur, Texas. Her son is in prison. We pray for your son, Cynthia, in Jesus' name. Chris A. from Oklahoma City. Naomi T. from Houston, Texas. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, as I call your name, Naomi, that there's been so much ministry in your past that's tried to be, you know, your well that has been springing up. Somebody, other people and time and situations have covered up your well to try to keep it from springing. I declare that those wells of revival that you have been sowing into and been experiencing for a long time that's being covered up, you need to redig those wells of revival in Jesus' name. Why don't you just call some names? If you have a name, a word for somebody.
Yeah.
Just speak it out.
Yeah. Joe and Regina from Springtown, Texas. So we bless you. We bless the vacation that you are on right now and on that campground. We bless that even though you're on vacation, that we know that God can use you anywhere, just believing that there's going to be some people that you witness to. Joe and Regina, just by being you. Just by being you, I hear the Holy Spirit. This is he's saying this isn't just for Joe and Regina, but this is a reminder for many of us that he says, thank you, Jesus. He says, sometimes you try too hard. And he says, you don't have to try so hard. Just being you in itself is sometimes witness enough, is witness enough to bring people, to draw them in, and just a reminder that again, we are a small part in a much bigger picture. And someone else's salvation, and that it may be just you being bold in your faith, you sharing your testimony, sharing your story, giving the way that you give, loving the way that you love, just being you is a puzzle or is a piece in that intricate puzzle of them coming to the kingdom. And I bless you, Joe and Regina. And I bless those of you who just needed that sweet reminder today that you don't always have to try so hard. You don't have to try so hard that just because you haven't been called into ministry doesn't mean that you're not ministering. Just because you're not walking around with a Bible in your hand doesn't mean that you don't have His Word sown into your heart. And just remembering that. And I just feel Him being so sweet about that right now to whoever it is that needs that word. And Joe and Regina, I thank you for being who you are and being such powerful witnesses just by being who you are and allowing us to bless you and pray over your name, but in that have a word for someone else. I bless you, Joe and Regina. I bless this time together for you to reconnect and you to get filled up. Regina, your love language is time, quality time. And I just bless you that Joe is filling you up right now, filling that love tank of yours, and his is getting filled up as he fills you up. And we know that when our tanks are full, it's easy to pour out and to help others. And so I bless that that's what's happening for you today and tomorrow on that campground. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Heather, our sweet Heather, we bless you. We bless the journey that you are on right now of being strong, of continuing to hold on to God's promises. He's promised you some great things as a little girl, and that you continue to hold true in those promises. And even though you haven't seen all of them come to fruition, and I just hear Holy Spirit saying some of them have even looked different than what you first thought you saw, but that He is a keeper of His promises, and you know that. That's been put into you since you were a small child. And Heather, I just hear Holy Spirit saying you are so loved. You have a strong community around you. You have a strong community around you, people who love you, people who want to be there for you. And I just hear Holy Spirit saying, it's okay to let them. It's okay to let them be there for you. It's okay to ask for help, that you don't have to bear it all, that you don't have to carry it all, that He's given you a strong community, a loving community, so that you can reach out for help. And I bless you, Heather, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Michelle M. in Port Arthur, Texas, I bless you, Michelle. I bless you. And I just hear Holy Spirit saying that He's about to take you on a shopping spree. a shopping spree. And that's a new word, right? That's a new word. But I hear Holy Spirit saying that you're so generous, that you're so generous, and that he wants to bless you. He wants you to have some nice things. Everything that you have, you've always recognized is His. And he said it's time to treat yourself. You're just always pouring and always giving into others, and sowing into them. And I just hear Him saying that, you know, that you don't always have to wear the hand-me-downs, that it's okay. And I hear that He wants to bless you and take you on a shopping spree. Can I go ahead and receive that word too?
Yeah, no, right? Me too, please.
Bless you, Michelle, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And, I had a couple more words here, and I just wanted to share one of the words that I got, because I really feel strongly that there's somebody listening, that this is a word for them. And I heard Holy Spirit this morning say, a quiet season, a quiet season. This is for someone who they know that they're coming into a new season, and it's a different season for them. This is something that they haven't come into a quiet season before. And I just hear Holy Spirit saying, this is a season of eliminating distraction. He says it's a season of less talking and more listening. And I just really feel right now there's someone out there who this was not necessarily the word that you were looking for, but your spirit is being stirred. Holy Spirit is talking to you. It's a season of eliminating distraction, a season of less talking and more listening, a season of coming before only an audience of one. One. He really highlighted that. One. The audience of one. He says, come to me with all of your whys, and wait with patience and expectation, for I plan to answer each and every one. He says, this is an important season for you. It's a quiet season, but it's a season of growth and a season of rebirth, a powerful season that is setting up a powerful season of advancement and promotion. And so whoever that word was for, I just want to bless you in Jesus' name. I want to bless this quiet season where you eliminate the distractions, where you walk away from some of the things that have been distracting you, so that you can grow in your relationship with him. I just hear that he wants to fill you with his knowledge and wisdom, that he wants to pour that into you, and he just wants you to just sit in this season and soak it up. You're someone who's very outgoing, and so you're very used to talking. And he says it's a season where you're literally going to just keep your lips sealed, even in the times where you feel like, I need to say something here, I need to interject. He's saying, no, especially in those times, just be quiet. Be quiet, because there's many whys that you have had, and I just hear him so clearly saying he wants to sit with you and he wants to answer those for you, and this season is much needed. As much as you may want to come into it kicking and screaming and saying, but I don't know, is it a short season, like you're trying to negotiate with him already? and he's saying, just come into this season, because what I have for you is growth and rebirth, but the next season is going to be a season of advancement and promotion, but that advancement and promotion can't come until you've walked through this quiet season. And I just bless whoever that is for in Jesus' name.
Okay, those are great words. Great words, Allison. Allison Keeber, Dale Gentry, and Ruth Gentry here on BPNRadio.com and Facebook Live here on this prophetic Tuesday. Wow, it's an exciting day. Okay, I have some words for. I have a word for our friend Joy Curley Burchett in Arizona. And sometimes, if I know that it's okay to give your first and last name, I will. Otherwise, I'll just give the first name. But Joy, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that it's time to have these gatherings of impartation, where you gather these young ladies, lay hands on them, and minister to them, prophesy over them. Before you do that, teach them ways and means that you have learned over the many years of your ministry. It's time together. Hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time to gather these younger women together and lay hands on them, impart to them, teach them, instruct them, those future leaders. I just speak that over you. Bless you. Sherry R. from Springtown, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying there's a better way to do what you're doing. He's expanding your borders through much revelation that is coming your way, throwing off the spirit of intimidation, to use those gifts that are in your hands for a better way to bring godly influence to your family and your life as well. The Holy Spirit keeps saying, don't accept second best. And Renee W. from Troy, Illinois, hear the Holy Spirit saying excavation. Your buzzword is excavation. Mm-hmm. I hear the Holy Spirit saying unearthing, digging up, preparing for a new project. I see you clearing ground for a new building. A new building for a new business. You have more connections than you think you have, and you have great influence. Prepare your presentation. Your success lies in your anointing, your commitment, and your presentation. Your success lies in your anointing, your commitment, your presentation. So don't make any small plans, Renee. Start preparing your land to build your new building. Build it, and they will come. Ashley W. from Rawls, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying there has been a pause or an interruption in his plan and assignment for you. Don't give up on those things and projects you have already invested in, but have seemed to bear little fruit. Dig around that tree. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, dig around one more year. One more year. It's going to bear some fruit. I bless you now. D. Marie T. from Kingwood, Texas, the gift of excellence in your life is now providing you new opportunities to excel in some areas that you looked at longingly for a long time. So he's promoting. Millie B. from Homestead, Florida. I ministered there. Hear the Holy Spirit saying there is a solution. Not relying on man's wisdom, but the wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit. There's definitely a way to move forward in the midst of these days of trials and difficulties. He is providing a way where there seems to be no way. He is Jehovah Jireh, your provider, Millie from Homestead, Florida. And Candy Candy M, I know that you've been in a major struggle. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have allowed false accusations to bring torment to your mind and spirit, exempting you from the progress that you've been making the past several years. You must know that the main accuser is Satan himself, using others that you trusted to attempt to bring you down to the ground. You must submit yourself to God, resist the devil. Remember, he said, if you'll do that, he said he'll flee from you. You must not allow false accusations or fear of some type of, or of allegation against you to bring you to a place of depression, discouragement, despair. Place yourself into a new place of accountability and proceed with the bold and beautiful woman you are, writing a feature story about yourself for future publication. So we bless you. You have a word for any of these people, Allison?
Yes, actually, you brought it right back to Ashley. Ashley, I heard Holy Spirit, when Papa Dale was prophesying over you, I just heard him say that you're a finisher. He created you to be a finisher. You've never been a quitter. You've never been one to walk away. And I just hear him saying, so don't do it now. Don't do it now. And as Papa Dale prophesied, to dig around that tree one more time, I just really heard Holy Spirit saying, you are a finisher. It's who he created you to be. He put it inside of you. Don't quit now. Finish what you started. Finish what you started. I see there's so much to be had in you finishing. And remember that when it feels like you can't go anymore, that you actually do have that sixth gear. He's your sixth gear, right? He's gonna help you finish strong, but you've got to set it forth in your mind that you are going to finish. No matter what, you are going to finish what you've started. And I bless you, Ashley, in Jesus' name. And I wanted to share a word that when I was in my prayer time, I got this word for myself, and Holy Spirit this morning told me that I was supposed to share a bit of it with you, that there's someone who needs to hear it. So I apologize if I get teary-eyed while I'm reading this word, because this was a word for me, but I wanted to share it knowing that, again, that this word is for someone else. Holy Spirit said, I've heard the cry of your heart, all of the times that you cried out, Papa, are you proud of me? He said, it seemed like I was quiet during all those times that you questioned and you asked. He said, but I want you to know that I heard you each and every time when you were a small girl, and I've heard you now. He says, yes, I am proud of you. I am proud of you for being willing to fail, of all of the times that you fell and you continued to get back up, all of the times that you doubted yourself, but you did it anyways, of all the times that you held true to your faith, all the times that you chose to focus on the gratitude of the things that you had been given versus those that had been taken from you or that you did not receive. The times you chose to remain holy when unholiness surrounded you. All of the times that you chose to say and do the right thing, even though no one was watching and no one would ever know. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for the growth that you've had, that you continue to follow my path instead of a path of recognition. Yes, my beloved, your papa is very proud of you. He says, and I want you to know this, you are worthy of all the praise you will one day receive. For someday, all of the mud that you have trekked through will make perfect sense. And you will quote Esther 4:14. Esther 4:14. Perhaps it was such a moment as this in which you were created. And I share that with you again. It's hard for me to share the words that Holy Spirit says to me, but I know there's so many of us who, when God is quiet, right? When we feel like we've gone to him and we're down on our knees and we're in that place where all we need is to just hear from him, that he hears us. He hears the cries of our hearts. He's not ignoring us. And that there's even in those quiet times that he's doing something, right? That he's doing something, and he will answer you in the time that is right for you to hear it and to receive it. And so I just want to bless those of you who you've come to him with those same words. Papa, are you proud of me? That yes. He says, yes, my beloved, I am. I am proud of you. And he's individually proud of each and every one of us. And again, in Joshua 1:19, right? Because he is with us wherever we go. He is with you. You are his beloved. And no matter how many times you fall down, he's there to pick you up, wipe it off, rub some tuff on it, like I tell my children, and get back up and go again. I bless you. And I bless that today, just as when he spoke those words to me, that my heart was settled. And even though I knew that he was proud, I got to hear it. And that today you got to hear it too. And I bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Oh, that's great. That is a great, that's a great word, Allison. And I want you to know I'm proud of you too. And proud of you. You're a blessing. Well, I'm so thankful that you're on bpnradio.com with us and on Facebook Live on Thursdays, 12 noon. It's a new time, 12 noon. And I'm proud, of course, of you, Ruth Gentry. And I want you to come and give a station break and maybe a shout out to a few people and give the people an opportunity to sow a seed, to sow a seed and to be a blessing. So I love you. I love you, ladies. Love you, girls.
We love you, too. Yeah, I was doing really good sitting over there on the side listening to Allison. And then, boom, Teresa that's joined us today was like, I'm bawling. So then I'm like, oh, my goodness. Then I started bawling. So there is power. You know, you think, oh, I've got to be in, and we are. We're in his presence right now. But sometimes we have to think we have to physically be somewhere. Well, you are physically right here now with us through BPN Radio, or if you're joining us on Facebook Live. But the anointing is here today. So, again, I thank you, and we dedicate this program to you, Holy Spirit, and thank you for ministering to those. And thank you, of course, for the anointing that is on Pastor Dale and sharing all these wonderful years, 50-plus years of ministry that he's poured into the lives. And I know that if you've ever sat under his ministry in any direction, his prayer ministry, his prophetic ministry, his teaching ministry, you have been blessed. And so I want to give you an opportunity to bless him back. I mean, I obviously have had that opportunity many times because I'm in his family, which that is an honor in itself. But as I just said, I know that through all these 50 years, 50 plus years, what is it now? Is it like 53?
51 years.
Oh, 51. I was adding a little bit. That's a long time. And I think one thing that is so powerful and is that he truly, we recently had a meeting and several people got up and testified about how, you know, who he is behind this microphone is the same person who he is in his kitchen or walking down the street, as that's how he and Allison met. He was taking his prayer walk, and her dog came to greet him. Yeah. And so it doesn't matter where he is that same person. And so I know that he has blessed so many through these years, thousands and thousands and thousands. And so I'm going to ask if you are listening to me right now on the current live program or later on throughout as it's played throughout the day or as it's played again on the podcast, if he has blessed your life, I'm going to ask you to sow a seed back into his ministry, which is Breakout Ministries. It will not be a seed that is void. It will no seed is void when you are sowing it in the right place. And so I'm just going to ask you right now to sow a seed into Breakout Ministries and a generous seed. And with that seed, I would ask that you would share maybe a testimony of how he has spoken to your life. It might even be today, like Teresa's like, I am now bawling. So thank you, Teresa. But that blessed me that Allison's word, sharing her heart, sharing her private time, blessed you. And so it is. It's so true that we might not always get a word attached to our name, but there's no way possible that you can sit here and be with us through this program and not be blessed. And so I just encourage you to just ask the Holy Spirit, what would he have you give today? At any time, we need partners. We need monthly partners, but we need a one-time partner. And so whatever it would be today that you would give, I just ask that it be generous. I ask that it be really sowing something back into the man that has sowed in 50-some years into your life. And you can do that through going to bpnradio.com. Super easy, bpnradio.com. There's a donate page on there. You can just click that. It takes PayPal. It takes your debit card. It takes your credit card. Or it even has the information of where you can mail a check. We do love getting a check because usually when you mail the check, you write a little note. And that blesses Dale and Jean so much. And so if you do that, write your check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985 in Austin, Texas, 78709. That information, if I said that too quickly, is on bpnradio.com. The truth is, you can just Google Dale Gentry, and Let's Pray America is going to pop up. There's a donate page there. At Let's Pray America, that is our older website, but we have kept that because it's got all of his books written. Jean's book that she has written, it's got the daily prayer, it's got some valuable, priceless tools for you. And those books are downloadable, free PDF downloadable file there. So go on there. There's a donate page there. BPNradio.com has our schedules posted. We want you to join us every day, 24/7. If you get up in the middle of the night and you're not being able to sleep, that's the enemy stirring you up. It could be the Holy Spirit saying, get on BPNradio.com. But if it's in a negative way, I was sharing this with some friends. I have the opportunity to speak into some young people's life through an organization that Rick and I run, my husband and I run, called the Warriors, Warriors for Christ. And so it's a group of young people playing athletics together. And I was sharing with these young people that if people are speaking, which, because people are people, we're human, but if words are coming into your life that are negative and they're not uplifting and they're not encouraging, those words are not from the Holy Spirit. Those words are not from your papa. Not Papa Dale or the Heavenly Papa. Those words are not from anybody that should be speaking into your life. Even sometimes it could be our family that are speaking those words into our life, and it's just in their human moment, maybe truth with love, but if it's really negative, if it's really not of the Holy Spirit, then you have to not listen to that. Listen to the words from the Holy Spirit. And our Heavenly Father, He's going to speak words of encouragement, and you can do it. He's never going to give you a gift or a talent or an ability and then ask you to do something else. And so I just encourage you to, go on bpnradio.com. There's a lot of information there. We're playing things all day long to just be a partner to you. And then in return, I'm asking you to partner with us. We need financial partners today. And I'm not usually that bold, but I'm just telling you we need them because we've got all this equipment that is running. We have a team that is here to pray for you. And so I've literally got pages. And if you're on Facebook Live today with me, there are names just coming in. If you're listening on bpnradio.com, don't forget you can go to our just a Gmail account. Actually, send us a little letter that way, and that's breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. But I want to speak a blessing over John. I want to speak a blessing over Lori, a blessing over Bill, a blessing over Romy, blessings over Dina, blessings over Donna, blessings over Heather. We actually had several Heathers joining us today, so blessing over Heather and blessing over Tammy and Abby, blessings over Elizabeth, blessings over Keith, blessings over Carla, blessings over Tanya, and blessings over Susie, and everyone that is listening now during our live program, and everyone listening as this program is replayed throughout the day. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for partnering with us. I just bless you, and I just share our heart that on bpnradio.com, we want to just be a blessing to you. Thank you. Thank you for financially being a blessing back to us, and thank you for those seeds you are sowing today. Whether it's a small amount the Holy Spirit is putting on your heart or if it's an enormous amount, it does not matter the amount. The amount is what the Holy Spirit is telling you to do. But the obedience of giving is where you are going to have that fruit come. I shared a few weeks ago the testimony that I was obedient to give just a generous tip. And within minutes, I was receiving back a huge blessing with a season of something happening in my life. So I just encourage you today, don't say I can't, say I can. This is the first day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ruth Gentry. And I, too, speak a blessing on those of you that are sowing a seed into Breakout Ministries. You know, everybody's got to have partners. Jesus himself had partners. And so we're thankful that you believe in us and are sowing good seed into good soil. And we just pray for a good return, a good harvest in Jesus' name. Good to have Allison Kieber on. My daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry, my spiritual daughter, Allison Kieber. Ruth was sharing today, I just felt the Holy Spirit was saying to somebody that was listening on bpnradio.com or watching on Facebook, if you don't have a peace about it, don't do it. Mm-hmm. I just feel that there are some people, and I want you to pray over this, Allison. I know we got a lot mm-hmm. of people, a lot of names that are waiting for a prophecy, Vicky and Jim, and we got some others that are waiting for a word, but I just feel in my spirit there's some people that are stepping out, making a decision, about to do something, and you just don't have a peace about it. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, I feel like I've got to make a decision. I've got to make a choice. I've got to do this. I've got to go to the right or the left. But you don't have a peace about it. I just feel there's people that are listening or watching today, and you're about to make a decision, and you say, well, I feel pressure to make that decision, but I don't have a peace about it. I just want us to, I want us to pray about that, because I believe that some people, either maybe just one person, is fixing to make a major decision in your life, and you're saying, I've got advice, I've got counsel, I've got input, but I don't have a peace about it. I want you to pray mm-hmm. for whoever that person is right now.
Mm, that's so good. And I think many of us can struggle with that at times when we wrestle with good versus God, right? And that not all good things are what God has for us, and that his peace is something that only he can give us. And just how important that is to, no matter how many people, that you have speaking into you, that you're always, going to those, that you've surrounded yourself, the wise counsel that you've surrounded yourself with, and, not necessarily always just asking them for advice, but asking them to pray with you. And to pray for you and for your situation, because again, it's the peace that only God can give you, and then also understanding too is that there's going to be some things that God asks us to step into that make us feel like, oh, really, me? Like you mean someone else, right? You know, and there's that little bit of, maybe a touch of, that scares me a little bit, but God's given me a peace about it that I'm supposed to do this, right? So, again, I just hear God saying, don't sit on the sofa when he's trying to springboard you into something, right? But also, too, don't try to springboard yourself into something that God has you wanting to wait for, and remembering that, God's promises are always better than any other promise out there, right? Because there's some pretty good promises that are out there. But if it's not what God has for you, it's not going to end the way that God has intended for you. And it's always better. And I was actually, can I give this one word? Because I think it coincides with what was placed upon your heart. And I know we've ran over. But God gave me this word this morning, and I just am really feeling strong in my spirit that this coincides with what Holy Spirit's saying to Papa Dale. Is I heard there's someone out there who it's time to start a new business, and that he's given you a vision, he's given you the business plan, and he's shown you the end. He's shown you what it looks like in the end, but something holds you back. You continue to say that it's the fear of the unknown. And he says, but I've already shown you the end, so it's known. And I heard him say, stop letting inaction hold you back. He says, my word is very clear in Luke 19:13. Do business till I come. The order is very clear. Don't just sit around. Do business. Take action now. You must occupy this world with a business that is needed. You have a business in you that is an answer to someone else's prayers, positions, financial fruit that will also be an answer to prayers. It's time to provide for and advance His kingdom in a way that you have only dreamed of. And again, I'm just really feeling like there's some of you who you've been faced with a decision. And I just really hear Holy Spirit saying, maybe that's you who needs to start a new business. But maybe that's you who's been that chasing after the good, but God's peace hasn't come. Either way, either if you're supposed to go after that or if you're not supposed to, that it's most important that you wait on God, that you wait for His peace to come over you, because His peace will come. Now, even if it's not over the new business that you're hoping for or this next decision that you're hoping for, His peace will come in the way of saying, no, that's not for you. Either way, His peace is going to fall on you. And I just hear Holy Spirit saying right now, you can't just always listen to the opinions of man, right? You've got to go with what is in your heart and the peace that He gives you. And so right now, I just want to pray over those of you who are struggling right now and feeling like you can't feel that peace, that you've gotten so worried and you've got yourself so anxious and worked up over this decision. And sometimes we even get to a place where we say, where are you, God? Where are you? I need you. Yes. And He's saying, come closer. Come closer to me. You need to have more trust. You need to have more faith. I want my peace to wash over you, but I want you to know that you know that you know that it's His peace that washes over you. Know that Satan cannot imitate the peace of God. He cannot. And so the peace that will wash over you, whether it's to go or to sit and wait or to stay or to make another decision, that His peace will wash over you in the right time. Yes. I hear Him saying, have trust and have faith and have belief that I will act in the exact perfect time. He always does. His timing is always perfect. With the smallest of things and with the biggest of things, His timing is always perfect. Come closer to Him. Go into your prayer closet. Go more with Him if you have to. Just do whatever it takes to get the peace of what the correct decision is. What does God want you to do? Right now, you're at a fork in the road, and both forks seem good, but only one is God. God, I just pray that Your peace washes over those who are faced with those decisions today. God, that You give them a peace and an understanding that only You can provide, God. God, we thank You that right now there are those who are saying, I don't know what I came here for, but this is it. I'm receiving the peace. I'm receiving the peace right now. We thank You, Jesus, for that. For sometimes we don't know even why we come, or we don't think that a prayer can be answered in a particular way. But God, you can answer our prayers in such the most beautiful and creative ways. And we love You, Jesus, that You are always faithful to us. And all we have to do, all You ask us to do, is to love You, God.
That's right.
To love others. To follow You, Jesus. To wait on You if we have to, God.
Thank You, Lord.
We love You, God.
Thank You, Jesus.
It's in Your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, a lot of people are receiving right now, Allison. And, we're running out of time, so we're going to bless some people. Heather from Tulare, California, we bless you. And Jennifer from West Virginia, Jennifer W. from Virginia, we bless you. Evelyn A. from Eunice, Louisiana, we bless you. Craig A. from Washington, we bless you. Heather from Troy, Tennessee, we bless you. Michelle, Port Arthur, Texas, we bless you. David from Modesto, California, we bless you. Bill from West Palm Beach, Florida, we bless you. Chris from Chris A. from Oklahoma City, we bless you. Abby from Oklahoma City, Donna from Springtown, Texas, and Tammy from Tampa. I just heard the Holy Spirit say that, Tammy, you've got to be very cautious, because somebody from your past that once had a strong connection in your life, maybe a controlling, manipulating spirit in your life, is trying to make a reconnection, trying to make a reentry. And there's a voice that says, well, it's going to be better this time. It'll work out this time. Don't listen to those voices. You're free to move forward. So you don't have to relive that past. I bless you that you'll make the right choices in Jesus' name. And, wow, it's been a wonderful day. Don't forget to go to BPNradio.com podcast. Ruth and Aliona is going to join me. Allison. Aliona is going to play the outro here in a minute. So I'm talking real fast. Aliona is going to play the outro in just a moment. Ruth and Allison are going to join us. We're going to bless you. Don't forget all the things that are happening on bpnradio.com. Delvin Kinzer, our award-winning news director, is on next, and then Roy Beard at 11:55 Central Time. If you're watching live, remember, on Facebook Live, this program is going to be replayed throughout the day, so tell your friends on bpnradio.com. It'll be 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Don't forget that. Roy Beard will be on at 1 and 7 o'clock with a word from discerning the times tomorrow for anybody that may have a loved one, a friend, or maybe you that have a gambling addiction. One of the leading voices on how to get free from gambling is going to be on with me tomorrow, 10 a.m. BPNradio.com Central Time. Don't forget Allison Kieber is on at noon, Prophetic Thursday, and Rhonda Kinzer is on at 10 a.m. Friday. Facebook Live as well as bpnradio.com. Speaking of business, don't forget we have 15 hours of business broadcasting with my son Rick Gentry, Ruth's husband, Rick Gentry, hosting. We have all sorts of incredible voices like Ian and Allison Kieber, Evander Holyfield, and it goes on and on and on, that offer incredible insights concerning how to start a business, how to be successful in business. That's bpnradio.com, 9 a.m. to midnight on bpnradio.com, 9 a.m. to midnight. Even if you want to host your own show or want to be a sponsor, it's just amazing. Don't forget to tune in this Saturday. And, of course, Breakout Radio Church this Sunday morning, 8 a.m. And then, of course, I'll be in Sugarland Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Baytown, Texas with the Mooring family Sunday night. I'm not sure what the time is. You go to Celebration of Life. I think I've about covered it all. We're running out of time. We about have time for an outro. So, Ruth and Allison, Dale Gentry here, we bless you in Jesus' name. If we haven't got to your name today, keep listening every Tuesday and every Thursday. Have a wonderful day. One word from God can change your life forever.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry. We'll be right back.
wasteland, a deep darkness on the people, but a light is shining and then the dark can't understand. Light of the world, King Jesus, do you know? Do you really know him?
Hear the word of the Lord. seemed everything was lost. What they didn't know is death was beaten. It was you standing at the grave, Son of God rising up again, for all the world to know.
You don't. faith can move the mountains, let the mountains move. We come with expectation, we're waiting here for you. Waiting here for you. You're the Lord of all creation, and still you know my heart. The author of salvation, you've loved me from the start. Waiting here for you, with our hands lifted high in praise. And it's you we adore, singing hallelujah. You. you. We adore singing
paid it all. a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all. My lips shall still repeat that Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. He washed me white as snow.
Thou with me, Lord, torn apart.
Sooner, church going kind of guy who loves it.